The classic American band, the Doobie Brothers, join us live today. The band has a new album, World Gone Crazy. Today, Pat Simmons, Tom Johnston, John McPhee, Michael Hasek join us. The Doobies, originally from San Jose, California, released their self-titled debut in 1971. The Tom Johnston-fronted original lineup had huge hits like 1972's Listen to the Music, 1973's Long Train Running, Blackwater in 75, which was the number one single, and many more. When Johnston left the band, they had more success with the Michael McDonald-led lineup. It's interesting that the first single from the new album, World Gone Crazy, was actually the first single off of their first album back in 1971, a song called Nobody. The band has long been produced by Ted Templeman, and he's what ties those two albums together. I asked Pat Simmons about the decision to re-record that song.
It was. It was definitely Ted's idea. At first, we were a little askance about trying it again because it had been released twice and nothing ever happened with it. But he decided that it never got a fair shot sonically, and it really didn't. So we agreed to, you know, give it a shot, so we just tore it apart in the studio.
The technology's come a long way, and I think the band's learned a little bit more about how to make records than the first effort.
Can you do a version of that, that how many years old song, Nobody?
You bet. Nobody gonna take my love away from me.
Live on the World Cafe, it's the Doobie Brothers. I hardly have to tell you that. Tom Johnson, one of the most recognizable voices in rock and roll, for sure. And folks, no auto-tune, no punching in. That's what it sounds like. You guys sound great.
Thank you.
That is Nobody, from the new, well, the new version on World Gone Crazy, the new album. You know, I think, Pat, it's because of your song, Black Water, that people have an association with the Doobie Brothers in New Orleans. But I think it might also be subliminally kind of Billy Payne, who's played with you guys forever. Billy Payne, people may know him from Little Feet, but he's played with almost, you know, every one of your records. And he's on this record. He kind of channels Professor Longhair.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure. I know probably everybody in here has been influenced by, you know, the blues and jazz for sure. And then, you know, New Orleans has its own special vibe, and you know, it's down there in the near the deltas and the Mississippi River, and it's that blues jazz heritage, I think, that really comes directly from New Orleans in a certain respect. I kind of think of it as the birthplace of jazz. You know, I know Memphis is kind of that way too, but when I say jazz, you know, I mean more Dixieland and that kind of blues-based jazz stuff. But it directly influenced our music, the Delta blues, I think. And when we first went down there, and when the early 70s, I think we were down there playing, and we went down there. We kind of stayed in New Orleans. We played around towns around the area. I think, you know, it was like, this is it. You know, we've kind of come home to where our music really originated from. And just the whole vibe, you know, it's a hot down there, and the food is like,
awesome.
The best in the world, you know, in America, in a certain respect. Depends what
no
kind
argument.
Of food you like, but I think everybody agrees that, you know, that Cajun food is just the best, you know. Creole cuisine is to die for, you know. And it permeates our music in a certain respect, I think. We even more so after we went down there, and it was kind of between the first album and Toulouse Street that we ended up going down there, and I wrote that song, actually, Toulouse Street, when we were down there. And Black Water I wrote in town, while I was in town too, or at least parts of it.
Well, Pat, your tune, Blackwater, has always been, I always loved the song. I never imagined it could have been as big as it was, because it kind of made this transition from kind of a bluegrassy thing into a Dixieland thing, and it didn't sound like other things on the radio at the time. It must have been really cool when that was so embraced by people. It was such a great song.
We never would have imagined, actually, that it was had any kind of commercial potential at all. I don't think when we recorded it, we weren't thinking in those terms. We were just, you know.
Yeah, it didn't sound like another Doobie Brothers song, you know.
It was like a folk blues, a Delta blues kind of thing we were going for. And yeah.
Well, I think kids of all ages loved it and still do. Can you guys, I'm asking, can you do a version of that?
Absolutely.
It'll cool. be a version. Thank you.
should jump in and that paddle wheel fall. Black water keep rolling on past just the same.
Well, black water keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Well, black water keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Well, black water keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, keep on shining on me. Keep on shining your light. Gonna make everything pretty, mama. Gonna make everything alright. And I ain't got no worries, cause I ain't in no hurry. Hello.
Of course, Blackwater from the Doobie Brothers.
I should point out the fact that catfish do not jump.
Uh-oh.
But I needed
I thought that was
a
pat,
rhyme
pat
to go
fish.
With thumping, so they had to be jumping.
It's interesting talking about New Orleans and all that, because there's a song on this new album. It's actually the title track, World Gone Crazy, which got me thinking about it, because Billy Payne plays a really nice piano part on it. But Tom Johnston, I understand that you wrote this on piano, and that's unusual.
I don't do a lot of writing. Well, I write on keyboards, but I keep it to myself. Let's put it that way.
Now, we have something kind of special, because you guys actually recorded this
at one of your recent shows. And we have a version of full band version
full
of
band
World Gone
version.
Crazy. Right. So it's a really cool song. World Gone Crazy. Our guest today, as you can tell, not in the World Cafe studio doing a complete full band version of World Gone Crazy, which is the title track of the new album. And we are really happy that they've joined us to do an acoustic session today. I don't know. You tell me. When a Doobie Brothers song is being worked up, do you and Pat and everybody sit around in a circle and kind of trade guitar lines together, or do you end up coming up with these riffs?
This song, Long Train Running, as I've said before, I just looked at it as a jam song because it was for years, two years, whatever, because we started playing this in late 71, early 72, and it had different words every night because I made them up every night, and I got about three different names, and then Ted suggested, you know, we ought to cut this, and you ought to write some words for it, because, you know, he thinks you could do something with this. So we did, and we ended up with Long Train Running, which, to me, was still a jam song, but it worked.
Well, jam on.
Okay.
Long Train Running, the Doobie Brothers, live in the World Cafe Studios. That song goes back to 1973. Their new album is called World Gone Crazy. There is more from the Doobie Brothers, including a song that they wrote with a fan for their new album that is on our website. You can visit that at worldcafe.npr.org.